Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you remember when Ebola was a thing breaking out?
Oh my gosh, yes.
In the U.S. And as I was on coming down from the pain medicine, I was convinced that I had the Ebola. I kept saying I have the Ebola.
Hey, Science Pals, welcome back to the Random Theory Podcast. I'm Grace.
And I'm Josh.
And together we chat about science in fun little ways.
Ooh, yes, we do that. Here's what I want to talk about.
Tell me.
I received a text last night that you happened to be at an event and a certain someone walked by you.
Yeah.
And you were starstruck.
I was starstruck last night. Yeah. I immediately was like, oh my God, I have to text Josh. Because I think you're like anyone else that was there, like the people that I was with, they were like, who? Like, who is that? Like, I even told Michael, like my boyfriend, I was like, oh my God, he was there. And like everyone was like, who is that? Like, I don't know who that is.
Well, first of all, just say where you were. Let's get everyone up to speed.
I got to do a very New York thing last night that I feel very, very privileged to do. I was able to attend an opening night on Broadway, which is pretty freaking insane to say that like I attended an opening night of a Broadway show. If you don't know what that is, it's a very big deal, apparently. I did not know it was an opening night until I got there. There's like paparazzi, there is cast, there are famous people, there are supporters. It is a big, big deal. The play I went to see, it's called The Cottage.
Okay.
Definitely more PG-13, I would say.
Oh, really?
So yeah, okay. If you're gonna go see it with your family, not a family show, definitely like an adult show.
Okay.
Hilarious. Like, it's for 16 weeks only. Hilarious. Directed by the guy that plays, his name's Jason. That's his like real life name, but he plays George on Seinfeld.
Oh, Jason Alexander.
Yes. Directed by Jason Alexander. Yes. I did not know this until he was on stage. Like, there's just a lot of like, So like directed by him at the end, he came up and like talked. That's a really cool thing about opening night on Broadway is like the director and the writer that everyone comes up on stage and like speaks afterwards. And it's just like really, really wholesome and cool. But yeah, Jason Alexander directed this. And so once I saw him come on stage, I was like, this all makes sense now. Like, it's a comedy play on Broadway, but it feels like you're sitting there watching the taping of a sitcom.
Oh, that's cool. That's fun.
Yeah, very fun. Very much like you are the camera and the like, you're obviously the audience, but it's like you're the camera, the way that they look and react and like talk to the camera.
Right.
Had a lot of fun. But there was this after party afterwards, and I go and I'm like sitting there talking, mingling, kind of like just hanging out in the corner because I am a nobody at this event. Like I to be completely fair and honest, like I am a nobody. Like people are looking around the room, like connecting, talking. Like there's some very important people in the room that I had no idea who they were just because, you know, I'm not in the Broadway world. But there were some big people in the room. And
well, you went to this because you are friends with someone.
Yes.
That works in the Broadway scene.
Yeah. My friend works for a marketing agency or an agency. Right. She's how we were able to work with Kimberly Akimbo, which ended up winning 5 Tony Awards.
Really?
Yes. Won 5 Tony Awards this year, which is so exciting. But yeah, I got the look last minute to attend this thing with her, and it was fantastic. So we're at this after party, and if you've ever watched Community, Abed,
the TV show.
Yeah, I'm just like still in awe that I saw him, that he exists in this timeline. But like, literally, like, this is how starstruck I was, because number one, Josh and I are obsessed with Community. Yeah. It is one of our favorite shows. Obsessed.
Love Community.
When he walked in, if you know Abed, the character, he is unmistakably identifiable. When he walks into a room, unmistakably, the jaw structure, like how tall, like he's not that tall though.
Really?
Maybe
he looks
6 foot.
Tall.
He looks
tall,
really tall.
So.
Yeah. He walked in and I was like, I grabbed one of the girl's arms and I was like, oh my God, that's Abed. And she was like, what? And I was like, that's Abed Nadir from Community. And at this point, I like, my heart is racing. My hands are sweaty. I am just like full panic mode. Like, I make eye contact with him, immediately look away, because I was just like, I can't. I quite literally can't right now. I was like, I can't function. I can't.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want him to feel awkward. And we made eye contact a couple other times. And I was like, oh, dang it. He knows I'm a fan. And I didn't want that. So I was like, I don't want him to feel uncomfortable or like whatever.
Sure.
But like literally starstruck with him, because Abed is like my favorite character on Community. He's the best character.
For anyone out there, if you haven't watched the TV show Community, watch it. First of all, watch it.
Yes.
At least the first three seasons. It falls off, but the first,
I don't know.
Three...
So I went back and rewatched it recently, and I feel like the later seasons are better once you've watched Community like two or three times, because you see how the later seasons tie back to like the first three seasons.
Yeah. Well,
does that make any sense?
Yes. And I can explain. So the first three were, the show was created and the showrunner is created by Dan Harmon.
Yes.
He was fired for the fourth season.
He also did what?
He's done a lot of things, a lot of comedy. The other big thing is like he did Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah.
So he was fired for season four. So he was not involved in it at all.
Mm.
And then brought back for five and six. So
that makes so much sense.
So watch Community. The character of Abed, played by this actor, Danny Pudi, is just the greatest character on the show.
The character development of him is next level. I don't know that Danny Pudi is in anything else. What else is he in?
There's another show that I watched him in recently. It's on Apple TV. It's called Mythic Quest, and it's made by one of the guys that made the TV show, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay, cool.
He plays like a normal character that's not, you know, not Abed-y.
Oh, really?
And that was so weird to see him in that at first. I was like, oh, he's talking normal and not Abed-like.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, he's in DuckTales.
Oh, yeah, he is in DuckTales. What?
Community, the movie, is coming out in 2024.
Yeah, they're doing it. Six seasons in a movie.
That's why he said it at the end of the last season. He was like, six seasons in a movie.
Six seasons in a movie.
Oh my God, I have chills. I wish I could have had the guts to talk to him.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what to say besides I love you in Community, and I'm sure he gets that all the time. And also it was just like it was a fancy event. I didn't want to go up to him and like be a fan. I wanted him to feel like he's like, you know, like he can come to these things. I don't want to ruin it for him. But let me just read you the series of events and the text that I sent Josh.
You know what's hilarious is I was literally pulling them up on my phone. Like, I have them. I was going to do the exact same thing.
We'll read them out and like how I imagine it went with us.
Okay.
So I texted Josh. This is at 9:25 p.m. OMG, OMG, ONG. I didn't even get the M on the last one. I said, the guy that plays Abed from Community is at the opening night for the play. He just walked by me.
I said, what? With like seven A's in the what? That is incredible.
And then I said, he exists in this timeline.
And then I sent a GIF from the show of Abed, and it says, geeking out. Let me get that in the old camera shot here.
Yeah. Ooh,
there it is. Yep. And said, it's not the darkest timeline. For anyone that's watched Community, you'll understand.
And then I said I was starstruck. I couldn't talk to him.
And then this was the thing that I wouldn't have been able to be in the room because I would have had to have done this.
You would have yelled it across the way.
I would want to. I mean, maybe I'm, you know, there's no way. Are you kidding me? Me? I would be like hiding in the corner.
Josh would have left. He would have been like, I'm out.
Yeah, I would have. the second he walked in that room, I would have just left, I think.
I froze. I straight froze. Like, it was bad.
I said, I don't blame you at all, although I probably would have been tempted to yell, Troy and Abed in the morning. Again, anyway, if you haven't seen Community, this whole part of the podcast is just going to be so lost. I'm so sorry.
You don't care. Yeah.
What a night. That's the thing. Like, it's just what incredible. I didn't even know about Jason Alexander. You didn't even mention that because you were so starstruck by Abed.
Things you never think you're going to do living in New York City.
Sure. Yeah.
Run into famous people. Apparently, if you ever run into Josh and I on the street and you come talk, like you're scared to come talk to us, just know you have no fear because we are more starstruck probably than like you would be with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Plus, I'm a very awkward human. So if you've ever run into me, like it's probably been a very awkward encounter and experience.
I am also a very awkward. I am so introverted and like shy, and I try and like turn it on when I need to talk to somebody, and it probably just comes across as weird. but you know that's what you're getting. That's what you get with us. So
yeah.
What do you got from Apple Podcast? Do you have one?
This is from Eli Boss 15.
Cool.
It says joke and a topic. Gave us 5 stars. Thank you very much. Nice. It says knock knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo who?
What's wrong? Why are you crying?
Classic.
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 They said, I think it'd be cool if you guys did a podcast on about why people dream.
I believe we did that. Did we not do that?
We did.
I think the podcast was titled Why Do People Sleep and Dream?
Yeah, you can go back and listen to it. And then they said, and by the way, I look up to you guys and I loved the podcast ever since it came out. Hope you guys are having a great day.
Aw.
Well, thanks.
Very nice. Thank
thanks
you
for
so
the
much.
Rating and review.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys, feel free to leave us a review on Apple Pod. 5-star rating. Yeah. It literally means so. It's like every podcast. If you guys can just drop a like, we love you. Hey, 5 stars. It would mean the world to us.
It really, it helps out the show. It boosts us in the whatever the Apple Podcast like rating system. So it really helps us out. Also, like, make sure you're subscribed. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or if you listen on Spotify or something, subscribe so you get the episode when it comes out. I've got an email from our email address, randomtheorypod@gmail.com.
Tell me more.
Okay, so this one is coming from Seamus. So Seamus said, hey, Grace and Josh.
Hey!
I'm OGRT. They're also saying a special hi to Grace from across the East River in Brooklyn.
Hi!
So they're a local to the area.
Grace. Oh my gosh, I always go over to Brooklyn. If you ever see me there, say hey. I love going to Brooklyn.
Anyway, says, last night I was thinking about the organs you can get removed without problems, e.g. tonsils, appendix, gallbladder. That got me wondering, what is the maximum number of organs and which ones can be removed before you start having to take medication or undergo procedures like dialysis? Suddenly, I got thinking this may be a good idea for a Random Theory episode. Best, Seamus.
Seamus.
A fantastic email. Thank you. First of all, thank you so much for writing in. And I think that is a fantastic topic. Very interesting. And I think we'll get into it more right after this break.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Vestigial organs.
Vestigial organs.
That's what we're talking about today.
Also have known you... as the most useless body parts.
If, for sure. Have you had a vestigial organ removed?
I have. My wisdom teeth.
Oh, sure. Okay. I was going to say I haven't, but actually, yes, I have.
Yeah, if you've had your wisdom teeth taken out, those are a vestigial organ. So these body parts remained in our bodies throughout evolution. At one point, they represented a function that evolved out of a necessity for survival.
Right. So it was a thing we had that then we didn't need anymore, but the body part remained.
Yes. Kind of like how some, we're going to talk about in a little bit, but like some snakes have like little back bumps, like they have bumps where like legs would have been at one point.
Yeah. You know, I've always heard about snakes having legs and I just can't, like, it just doesn't make sense.
For me, like the people say they came from lizards. I think that it's more like centipede vibes, if you ask me.
Oh,
like it's more that kind of vibe. Definitely probably came from lizards, but like that's how I imagine, like if you think of a snake with legs, it, to me it reminds me of like a centipede.
That's horrific.
Ugly.
I hate centipedes.
Yeah. We had one in our apartment the other day and I was like, ugh.
Oh no.
Yeah, I watched it crawl for a couple seconds and I was like, die.
Absolutely.
So such structures can arise due to gene mutations which cause a change in a protein. And these mutated proteins result in the formation of vestigial structures. So in the population, the occurrence of such structures may, however, increase if it is beneficial enough. So for instance, like we just said, snakes have evolved to slither as they no longer have legs, excluding some snakes who still possess like rear legs, like boas. Boas have like little rear legs.
They do?
Yeah.
What?
Boa legs. They basically look like little spurs. They don't really like it's spurs. Not like a leg, but they have little spurs on the back.
Little spurs. They're little clicking spurs. Clicking the old spurs.
Yeah, they just look like little bumps coming out.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
But in humans, like the appendix is a great example of vestigial organ.
Right.
This non-functioning organ eventually degenerates, shrinking in size, and will be just disappearing, essentially.
Right, eventually over the course of like generations.
Yeah.
Through evolution.
They're actually seeing it in humans now where wisdom teeth are actually disappearing. So some people are just not born with wisdom teeth at all. Like
really?
Genetically, they don't have wisdom teeth or they'll have like one or they'll have two. So we are starting to actively see it disappear.
Dude, that's wild. Good for those people because getting my wisdom teeth out was so miserable.
Yeah, I bruised so bad. It was so bad.
I think mine, like, they got infected.
Oh, did you get dry socket?
I think I might have had dry socket. Like, it was just the whole thing. It was really a miserable experience.
That's so bad.
The video, I still have the video of me. Of course, there's a video.
Yeah, I have my video too.
There always is. And it was right around the time, this is how long ago it was. Do you remember when Ebola was a thing breaking out?
Oh my gosh, yes.
In the US. And as I was on coming down from the pain medicine, I was convinced that I had the Ebola. I kept saying I have the Ebola. Yeah. So
that's hilarious.
Pretty great.
I wanted no help from anyone. I was like, I can get out of the car. I'm like, fine.
I got it.
That's literally what I said. And I literally almost fell down. My dad tried to catch me and I was like, I got it. I don't need your help. Speaks to my stubborn nature. Jeez.
Sure.
Okay. So wisdom teeth.
Yeah.
This forms the third set of molars in your buccal cavity, and they may have been significant in the past for chewing through raw food. But in modern times, as they are inaccessible and remote, it can cause pain and infection because we're not using them.
Right, because we don't chew on raw food that often anymore.
Raw fish, raw meat.
It's like taking a bite out of a hunk of meat.
Yeah.
And chewing it with those big back teeth.
Ugh.
Which that's what's so crazy is like there was a time when those fully, you know, in a set of humans, those fully came in and were like in the basically the back of your mouth.
Yeah.
And they were used all the time. But then just over the course of, you know, generations of evolution, they just stop coming in. Mm-hmm. But then that causes problems because then they just get like impacted or and infected because they're not like fully emerging.
Yeah, because you're not brushing them or food gets stuck in them.
Well, that too. Yeah, that too. Yeah, you're not like caring for them. So then people have to get them removed. But now it sounds like we're swinging the other way and they're just not even coming in, which is crazy.
This one was shocking to me. Your sinuses.
The sinuses?
Yeah, I mean, if we could all get rid of sinuses, that would be amazing. But human cheekbones hold the max alary sinuses. And the face consists of pockets of air that are sinuses, essentially. And they're lined by a thin layer of mucosa, mucus. And it has no significant use, but infection leads to sinusitis. Literally no point in having your sinuses.
That is fascinating. I've never really thought about that, but it's true. Like, there's no purpose for them. And they're just there to get infected.
Okay, so this is really interesting. So most people have four pairs of sinus cavities in their head, or eight total. So you have two large frontal sinuses that are located above your eyes and in your forehead, two other sinuses that are between your eyes, which are normally the where your cheeks get, like, super puffy, and then two sinuses are your maxillary sinuses, which are positioned under your eyes and behind your cheeks. Sorry, those are the ones that usually get puffy. And then you have like your nose sinuses, essentially.
So you have basically you have two big ones below your eyes and two big ones above your eyes.
And then like a couple more like in your nose area.
Yeah, yeah.
And a small number of people are born with fewer sinuses.
Really? Less sinuses?
Yes, so they're starting to disappear as well.
Good for them.
I know, right? Lucky son of a guns.
Must be nice. Must be nice.
I did find something that said, like, you know, the sinuses are there to protect your skull in case of injury to the face.
I guess that makes sense. Protecting your face. And I guess in this modern day, we don't really take too many blows to the face.
Yeah, you know, I think it, like, what once it used to probably be very helpful. But nowadays, it's just kind of like not really necessary. So goodbye. The next one on the list is the appendix.
The big one.
It's the most commonly known of them. I feel like everyone knows at least someone that's had a ruptured appendix.
I feel like at least once a month, maybe that might be overstating it, but I feel like at least once a month, I'll have a pain where I'm like, oh, this is it.
It's going.
It's time.
This is it. And then you lay on your left side and it's like gas or something.
It ends up being like nothing or whatever, but just in that moment I'm like, oh, it's ruptured. This is the moment. I'm done.
This is it. This finger-like tube closed at one end arises from the vermiform process. So in prime ancestors, the appendix is believed to have brought about the digestion of cellulose, and today scientists predict that the appendix may play a role in digestion by bacteria.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, I think what's interesting to think about here as well is cellulose is the main substance in the wall of plant cells, helping plants remain stiff and upright.
Right. Yeah.
And it's humans can't digest cellulose.
It's like a building block.
Yeah.
You know, in modern day, I think it's less common and there's other things we eat that aren't as bad.
Yeah.
But back then they had no choice. So they needed a fully functioning appendix to process those things. Yep. Yeah.
Makes perfect sense. The next one we got is the coccyx.
Okay, sure.
Do you know what the coccyx is?
I do. It's the tail.
It's the tailbone.
The old tailbone.
My tailbone is broken.
Really?
Yes. I broke it back in like elementary school and I've always struggled with pain in my like coccyx sense, but like you can't fix a tailbone unless you want to sit on a donut the rest of your life.
Sure. Sure.
And I broke it in, if that makes any sense.
Because
I like
in.
Fell and like landed on my butt. And so I broke it like in. And my doctor was just like, oh, once you have a child one day, it'll basically break it back into place. And I was like,
goodness.
What?
Whoa.
So Just waiting to have children so I can snap my coccyx back into place.
Oh, you got that to look forward to. Sounds fun.
I'm going to be like screaming in pain and the doctors are going to be like, you're done giving birth. I'm going to be like, I broke my tailbone again.
Could you check my tailbone? Make sure it's back in place.
My tailbone is jank and jacked up. So that's going to be really fun.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it forms the last part of your vertebral column, the residual of a lost tail, and is often termed as, you know, the tailbone. It is observed during human embryosis. This formed as the centerpiece of the theory of recapitulation. Basically, the recapitulation theory is that, like, everything looks the same as it's developing until it gets to a certain point. Like, a fish, salamander, turtle, chicken, rabbit, and human, the embryo almost all look identical.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. You know?
If you're just an embryo, like, there's no defining features there.
Right. They claim that by, like, biogenetic law, which, like, you know, it is a law. It's like a fish, reptile, bird, and human all have gill slits as an embryo.
Wait, did you just say humans have gill slits as an embryo?
Yes. Like, this is a very polarizing thing in science. So, like, I'm not saying I take a side. We're just giving you the information. Sure. So the biogenetic law is a theory proposed by this individual named Hackle, I believe, which suggests that an organism's developmental stages reflect its evolutionary history. So it's basically saying, like, all of us look the exact same. Like, if you look at the embryo of a fish, a salamander, a tortoise, a chicken, a rabbit, and a human, like, everyone looks the exact same.
At the beginning.
Yeah, at the very beginning. So it's like, where did we all come from?
It's an interesting thought.
Yes,
and it's saying, and so this was saying that the coccyx, or the tailbone, was a centerpiece of that theory. I would assume because that is one of the first things to form. That we all share.
Okay, your external ear is another one.
External ear.
Yes, the helix, or the outer rim of your ear, is known to be a vestigial structure. So underdeveloped muscle in the ear makes us incapable to bring about the movement of ears. And Darwin's tubercle is a vestigial feature presented on the juncture of the upper part of the ear.
That's interesting.
So that, like, hard piece that's on your ear.
Right.
Could just disappear.
That's fascinating. I wonder, first I wonder if that's happening. Like, if people are being born without outer ears.
I don't know. So, yeah, I believe this because I look at people's ears. I know that's a weird thing just because I'm self-conscious about my ears. Because I was always teased because my ears are very tiny. Sure. So I look at other people's ears, which is weird. And I noticed that, like, some people don't have, like, a very large outer rim, but other people do have, like, the helix that's, like, larger. Right. So it's very interesting.
The fact that also it's saying it used to have a developed muscle, right? That's what it's saying. Because now it's an underdeveloped muscle, but I would assume that's alluding to the fact that it used to be a developed muscle in your ear to be able to move that part of the ear.
Which makes sense because they would need to be able to move their ears to, like, listen to things.
How much of this comes back to, at one point, your day-to-day was just try not to die.
Try not to die, literally.
Don't get attacked by something. Don't die, or, like, by, like, a saber-toothed tiger. Don't let one kill you. So being able to, like, adjust your ears to listen a little better or something was a big thing. And now we're just idiots with AirPods jamming music nonstop. We don't care.
Yeah, literally. Another one is the nictitating membrane.
Okay.
This is your third eyelid, and it's found on a few animals that protect their eyes and keep your eyes moist and helps vision.
Oh, sure. Like camels.
Camels, cats, frogs. Those are just the few that I can think of off the top of my head.
I've seen video of, like, a camel that had, and it's, I think, yeah, to protect it and, like,
from the sand.
From the sand, yeah, in deserts.
But in humans, ours is replaced by the plica semilunaris. So if like you look at your eyeball, it's that like gushy pink stuff in the corner.
The gushy pink in the corner of
like
your
eye. If you look at the corner of your eye, it's like the like fleshy pink looking
it's like
thing.
The inside corner of your eye.
Yeah. You can't look at your eye. You have to like look in the mirror.
It's so weird that this is something that has evolved out. Because for me, I mean, obviously, like, I guess it makes sense in our modern day. We have other ways to protect our eyes, but
glasses, like, sunglasses.
Like, yeah, just sun, you know, whatever. And like, just we can, if we get some in our eye, we can figure it out. But it is like the eyes are still so important, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's weird that this added layer of maintenance
protection.
And protection. It's like, why did that go away, you know?
Mm-hmm. Tonsils.
The tonsils, okay.
They remain a vestigial organ in the human body. They act as the first line of defense and protect the body from harmful microorganisms that are either inhaled or ingested by the body. But you don't need it to live.
That's interesting. And you can get those bad boys removed, can't you?
I don't have tonsils. I was an active strep carrier, and so they had to remove my tonsils.
Okay.
I had strep like every week.
That's probably a good move then.
So instead, if my tonsils get inflamed, if I get a sore throat, instead of my tonsils getting inflamed, I have scars at the back of my throat, and the scar tissue will get very, very inflamed and like large, which is really weird. I think it's weird that your tonsils can grow back too.
Yeah, they're just like hard coded in. They're like, no, you can't remove us. We're coming back.
Yeah, it's so weird. So there are 180 vestigial organs.
In the body?
In the human body.
180.
So if you lost 180 of these things, you would still be okay.
My word.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I would have no, if you had asked me to guess a number, it would have been like 20.
So there's like 86 human organs that are considered vestigial. And then there's other things that your body does that are the rest of them.
Okay.
And it also depends like male to female, because like obviously nipples and males aren't necessary.
Sure.
So that's considered vestigial for men. But like obviously for women, it's not. But it's very, very interesting that like you could take out 180 of these things and you would still be okay.
Right. Yeah.
Our bodies are not functioning at efficiency.
They're not. We got a lot of excess. We got a lot of like waste that we need
get into the floating ribs that you have that don't do anything to protect any organs. They're just kind of there.
True.
The ribs you have down low, like there's like the list goes on and on and on of like what we could get into with these vestigial organs. So to answer your question, you could take out 180 organs before you would need to like be on dialysis or something.
I think you could remove 180, but obviously you're probably like in that process, you're probably not going to be doing too well.
No.
if you happen to actually remove that many things out of your body, it's just going to be kind of rough. I did just along the same lines, I found an article. This is just organs in general. So these are not necessarily, I mean, some of them are vestigial organs.
Sure.
But some aren't, but it's actually like you could still be okay.
Okay.
Which is interesting. You can still have a fairly normal life without one of your lungs, a kidney, your spleen, appendix, gallbladder, tonsils, and some of your lymph nodes, and six of your ribs.
Wow.
So like right off the bat there, the lungs thing, that's fascinating. I did not know you could lose a lung.
Yeah.
And still be okay.
Yeah, I just read like if you were like, because I Googled how many organs can you donate and still live. Mm. And it was like one kidney, part of your liver, and certain other organs and tissues.
Yeah, the kidney thing is always like people are always donating kidneys.
Yeah.
But the lung, I did not think that you could function without a lung. I guess that's a good thing.
I just think it's the crazy that you can give someone a lung. I did not think that.
That is wild. I didn't even think about it. Yeah, you could donate a lung to someone if they needed it. If you had two great lungs and somebody needed a lung.
That just feels so absurd to me.
Yeah, the body is just, we're not streamlined, people. We got a lot of excess, got a lot of waste going on inside us.
We really do. Absolutely. That's the big takeaway today is you can survive without a lot of the stuff inside your body.
Which is just so fast. It just anything. Like, that's the thing is, like, the body seems so complicated, which it is.
Yeah.
It's a very complicated thing. Like, on one hand, it seems like the body is like a house of cards, and if you pull one out, the whole thing's going to fall apart.
Yeah, for sure.
I think, obviously, there are some aspects of your body where that is the case. But yeah. Then also, it's like, well, also, there's 180 cards that you could pull out that's not really going to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, like, a whole lung. You could pull a lung out, and you'll probably be okay.
That's so insane to me. Well, there it is. Seamus, we got your answer for you. Hopefully, one day, I see you in Brooklyn.
Yeah. You guys can get together and talk about tonsils.
Yeah. We'll go get a lobster roll.
A lobster roll?
Yeah, they have the best lobster rolls over in Brooklyn.
That's a Brooklyn thing?
Yeah. I'm just thinking about, like, there's a very touristy area over there. It's like kind of the Dumbo area. And okay. There's just like a fantastic lobster roll place. I don't know. I've been craving a lobster roll lately.
Yeah.
So I need to go get one. All right, guys. I'm going to DoorDash myself a lobster roll from Brooklyn.
Sure, why not? Could you DoorDash one to Utah? Would that
yeah,
I don't know
I'll
if it'll
ship
ride
it. Science pals, we'll see you next Monday where we're talking about your ears.
That'll be a good one.
I'm excited. All right, science pals, have a great week. Enjoy it. Learn something great this week and leave us a rating and review.
Yes, leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts if you like the podcast. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to send us an email, do so at randomtheorypod@gmail.com. And I think that's it.
See you next week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.